Today's devotional is based on Mark 8, verse 31 to chapter 9, verse 1. It was written by the Reverend Dr. Kristen Beckstrom Widrich. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Leave it to Peter. Who but Peter would dare to rebuke Jesus? Brash, impulsive, thick-headed Peter. Peter, so quick to jump out of the boat when he sees Jesus walking towards him on the water, and so quick to sink when he notices the wind. Peter, so quick to draw his sword when the soldiers come to arrest Jesus, and so quick to deny that he even knows him when Jesus stands trial. Peter, so quick to confess that Jesus is the Messiah, and so quick to rebuke him when Jesus explains what that means. Oh, Peter, rebuking Jesus? Did you really think that you knew better than he? Of course, I see myself in Peter all the time. More often than I'd like to admit, I catch myself pulling Jesus aside, telling him how it should be. After all, Jesus' way, the way of the cross, it's not easy. Not for Jesus, not for Peter, and not for me. I would much prefer to focus on pleasing the crowd than to risk rejection. I would much prefer to alleviate the suffering of others than to endure suffering myself. Like Peter, I set my mind on human things, even when, especially when, Jesus calls me to focus on the divine. But this is the fifth Sunday in Lent. In 1 week, Holy Week begins, and we will journey with Jesus once again through his suffering, crucifixion, and death. Jesus has set his face towards Jerusalem, and so shall we. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, your way is not easy. I struggle to deny myself, to take up the cross, to follow you. I need your help and intervention. Thank you for going before me to show me the way. Thank you for sending your Spirit to equip and empower. Fix my eyes on you today and always. Amen.